Blog Talk Radio.
You ready, bro?
Yee-yee. In it, big cut. Happy 420.
Yee-yee.
All the pot smokers out there, man.
Man,
we love you guys.
I took my drug test. I'm going to smoke my ass off.
Hell,
I'm
let's
in
get
this
into
cup.
It. What's up, guys? I'm going to go ahead and start you off like this.
You know, you're going about this all wrong, Brian. If you want to win people over, you can't just drone on like Ben Stein. You've got to have a little more showmanship. Here, watch.
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When Texas people want to feel good,
they go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
Right. But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry-free. 1, 2, 3, 4. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. Oh, you don't need nuts and you don't need speed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Have a go, Brian.
As Mr. H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool.
And just like Helen Keller said, to spooky people cool.
But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear.
Because all we need is a bag of weed to make us want to cheer. And 1, 2, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. You can try and fight, but we're all agreed. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
What's up, everybody?
Bag of fucking weed.
Happy 420, man. To all our watchers, listeners, whatever you want to be. But if you're listening or watching right now, you're indulging, you're celebrating the Weed Smokers Christmas today.
New Year's.
Welcome. Thank you. Yeah, maybe New Year's. But... to me, if you're a true weed smoker, you're already lighting up at 420 anyway. So this is kind of like, whatever. For most people, you know, they'll just roll up, do whatever they gotta do, hit the bong, whatever they wanna do, they'll be doing that already. So this holiday truly means nothing to them. I'm sure they'll be like, hey man, happy 420. They'll be like,
Everybody, 420, bro.
This is 420. Is it Tuesday?
420.
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, 420.
I think it was like 420. They made it a national day where everyone could smoke weed and not get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Then that would be a big deal.
National, we'll never drug test you for 30 days after this.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yep.
I'd be down. Welcome to the Reverend Randy Show. Broadcasting live from Center State Studios. Guest call-in number is 516-418-5758. Email is relloandrando@gmail.com. And our Facebook, Twitter, and IG is RELLNRANDY. That is Rel and Randy. Check us out on there. We need to put some more pictures up. We've been slacking on our end of that.
Yeah.
But no shortage of pictures. We're going to get on it. We're going to get on it. We're not pointing fingers or elbows at anybody.
I'm pointing my own damn fingers.
But either way it goes.
That's my avenue.
Yeah. Hey.
And I've been fucking slacking. You was a sound guy, and I'm supposed to be the, you know what? I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it together, bro.
Don't worry about it.
You got it. You just keep plugging away. You need to get your TRD ready to go.
Yep. That's what's fucking me up, man.
Other than that, hey, man, we're going to work with it.
Just run it.
Got a lot for you guys today. We're going to be talking about Conor McGregor and his limbo due, you know, to whatever drama he's got going on about
his
retirement.
He got his ass whooped, bro. He got his ass whooped, but now he don't want to fight no more.
Well, whatever. We'll dive into that. I got a lot to say about that.
Cool.
My fellow Irishman. You know what I'm saying? So, anywho, we're also going to be talking about the main topic today. We're going to dive into, we'll probably get into it a little earlier than we do others, is whether or not porn is desensitizing men. If you watch a lot of porn, are you, you know, not as sensitive to what your woman can do for you? Are you, jerking your gherkin while you could be? You know, do you have decreased libido? Is sex not as appealing to you? You'd rather just go yank on your, you know.
Yank on your snake.
Yeah, exactly. Go snake hunting with your right hand.
Play with your wanker.
Punch the clown, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, would you rather do that? Or desensitizing you to the fact that you're trying to do some ATM to your old girl and she ain't ready. You know, just... doing, pulling all the stops out. You trying to do two girls in one cup in your bedroom? Are you trying to do, you know, we'll get into that. We're going to dive into it, and we'll see what you guys got to say about it. Once again, the guest calling number is 516-418-5758. We appreciate all listeners out there, and like I said, happy 420 to you guys.
And shout out to everybody on Facebook right now that's joining in. We always appreciate you guys. Y'all be on it on that Facebook Live. I'm telling you, y'all be on it, and we appreciate it. Are we doing trivia today?
The reason
why I asked, because I hit Wash Up.
And he said?
And I told him, hey, man, you got to defend your title as trivia champ. You got to call into the show today.
What did he say?
Aight.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, we could dive into it. We'll probably get into it in about the 30th minute.
He said he's doing brain exercises and all. He's
good
ready.
For him.
Yeah, I ain't did shit. I'm probably going to do it today. But anyway.
Yeah.
Just call in 516-418-5758. So everyone that's, hey... someone said, hey, y'all, Crawford, back. I can't see that far.
What up, Jackie? Okay. What to do, girl?
What's up? 516-418-5758. You got that on Facebook Live. If you would like to call into the show and talk about porn, once we get into that topic, you most definitely can. Or if you would like to talk about Harriet Tubman being on a $20 bill.
Oh, yeah.
Big news. There's going to be a Negro face on an American dollar.
Ay, Dios mío, ¿qué pasó? Next is, Enrique Iglesias.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's done a lot for us, man.
We should put a Hispanic on there, too. There it is. I'm already happy, bro. So it's not a thing.
Oh, man, I love it. But anyways, yeah, man, that is some big news, seriously, man.
We should put El Chapo on the $10 bill.
Did you read into that story at all about the Harriet Tubman? Because I just kind of glanced over it, and I thought it was going to be a joke.
Same here, bro. I was all the way here. I kept seeing people post this shit on social media. So I was like, let me look at this. And I saw BBC and New York Times, all them, like, you know, and it was a joke.
Right.
And so, yes, I really didn't get into it like I wanted to, but, you know. But anyway,
Yeah, let's jump into the sports.
Okay.
You want me to stop the Mexican ahead dance? You good? Ride with it?
No, you can stop it.
How about I just turn it down?
You can turn it down. All right.
Wait. Yo, give me a second.
Okay. We just slack it.
What you've all been waiting for. Sports Talk with the Real and Randy Show. Sports.
Y'all ready for this?
All right. So, we're going to start with the NBA first.
Did you watch the Spurs game?
No, but I was watching live updates. Skip Bayless, them always like talk about the game. So I was on Twitter looking at it.
Right.
Because I ain't got cable. So he was talking about, I saw he was talking about they had a rough start. But
the
they
Spurs?
Still, yeah.
Dude,
but
they
still, but they, yeah, no, they still end up smashing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw that, which I pretty much, I have to. I don't want to recant what I said about the Grizzlies, but I think they're going to. I was saying they're a tough team. They like to fight, but I take it back.
Take it back.
I take it back.
Okay.
I was
good.
Wrong.
I'm glad.
They're getting their ass spanked, and they're probably going to lose 4-0.
We got some good games. You know, I think good games tonight. I'm not sure if they're going to be actually good games, but the game that surprised me the most is I thought Boston was going to put up more of a fight.
Nope.
But they just got outshot, outplayed.
No fundamentals.
The Hawks were up like 31-3 at one point in time.
Yeah, they
that shit was crazy.
No fundamentals, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm serious. It was like
it's just selfish basketball. That's all. Whenever you see a score of 68 or 72, just know that the other team's locking them down on defense. Just know that.
And this
right here, this indication, this spread right here, those right there, that indicates a ready playoff team and one that is not ready. I'm just saying.
True.
But yeah, the game two. Atlanta leads the series in that 2-0 against Boston. And then San Antonio Spurs lead the series as well, 2-0 over the Memphis Grizzlies, who I'm telling you, both of those teams, maybe Boston might put up a little fight. I hope they do. You know why? Because I like Isaiah Thomas, bro.
They better put up a yeah.
He's legit, and he's short, you know, and everybody pulls for the short guy in the NBA because it's more relatable. You can't relate to a dude that's 6'9", dunking from the free throw line. You're like, eh.
Yeah.
But a little short ass dude who's literally going off balling. Yeah, Nate Robinson, man.
Winning
he just
dunk contest and shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you that right there, that's what impresses me. So like I said, it's more relatable. That dude's shorter than I am.
Who?
Isaiah Thomas.
Really?
Yeah, 5'9", isn't he? Yeah, he's 5'9".
Okay.
Maybe shorter than that. I'm not sure, but whatever.
You 5 foot anything in the NBA? You?
Yeah, you struggling.
Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, so you can pretty much guess what the other games were like. It was pretty much the same thing. You know, Warriors beating ass, tearing ass up.
We got the Detroit-Cleveland game tonight at 8 o'clock.
Look at this.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, that was a really good game. But they literally lost by 0.2 seconds. 0.002 seconds. You know why?
How do you beat someone almost by 40 points, 30 points, one game, and then come back and lose by one?
On your home court. We're talking about Dallas and the Thunder right now. The Thunder, they didn't necessarily choke, but they definitely didn't stomp that damn. They didn't hit the mosquito with a sledgehammer. Let's just
say that. You
know
what happened, bro?
They let off the gas.
They're trying to incorporate Kevin Durant too much.
Yeah, maybe.
He just kept
shooting and missing.
Exactly. He needs to be a 100% role player. Russell Westbrook needs to get the ball, run the offense.
Did you see Toronto?
I didn't watch that one.
That was a good game, too. It looks close, but Toronto stomped them, boys. I told you, man, Toronto's dangerous. And they just didn't have their shit together in the first game. I guarantee you that series is tied 1-1. So, anyways, that's all we got going there.
Tom Thibodeau. I'm not Tom Thibodeau. That's his name, Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, it is.
He's signed up. I came in with a contract. It was like 40-something million. No, not 40-something million.
Going to the T-Wolves,
right? Yeah, going to T-Wolves. That's a great fit. But he's going to be the president and head coach. That was his – there it is. Five-year deal. The Philadelphia Eagles made a trade. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Philadelphia Eagles made a trade with the Browns. Browns got a lot of picks, which they probably need because they don't need
them. They moved to the A spot.
Well, yeah,
they got an A spot, and I think
third,
they got a fourth round.
They got a third round pick. It was a few of them. I ain't for the dig all through it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to this this story.
What's that?
It was it. The Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor, he's over here, buddy.
Where he at?
Right here.
Right there.
Yep. Dana White, Conor McGregor pulled from UFC 200 because he wouldn't attend press conference. McGregor pulled from Diaz rematch, hints at retirement. He put on social media, Twitter, that he was walking away from the sport he loved and this and that. He got in a brawl with your boy Diaz, and that was a good fight, and nobody saw it coming just because Conor McGregor was dominating at that point in time.
Yeah,
and I think
down,
right now –
didn't he go down in weight, though? And they were saying he shouldn't have done that?
Yeah, I think so. But I think right now he's just shocked. Like, I feel like that picture right there of him kind of sums up his whole thing. Like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
that
you know
– like an old fuck.
Yeah. I just feel like he was on such a high – and now he hit the bottom. And you know what sucks is I wish he would have responded a little bit better. But if he retires, man,
he's a pussy.
He's a, well, yeah. That's, this is a sport he loves. Regardless of what happens, you get your ass whooped. Nobody, it's like football or basketball, anything.
Yeah.
Any given Sunday, buddy, you get that ass whooped. There's nothing, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he's talking about walking away from mixed martial arts altogether. And he's been pulled from UFC's main event in July. I think it's July 9th is UCF.
I don't watch UFC.
I keep saying UCF.
I know. That's
UFC 200.
I don't watch it, but I was reading a story a little bit about it, and I think it was just an ego thing, pride thing. He got his ass whooped, and now he's kind of like, oh, he's doing a Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, but see, I always hate when people lose by submission, man.
You
know,
see somebody get their ass knocked
I want to see somebody get their fucking ass knocked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody wakes up and then falls back to sleep type of shit. Like, damn,
like
man.
Azab Judah, when he got...
Oh, yeah.
He got... He couldn't even... He didn't even know where the fuck... The turn at it when he stood back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he pulled the Ronda Rousey. Probably worse than her. At least she ain't fucking retired. She did try to pull the suicide card, though.
Yeah, right? When big stars lose out on that whole, you know, high, they really go down, buddy. They really fall.
Yeah.
Like, McGregor's probably going to be hanging out with Charlie Sheen and hookers and, you know, doing what Charlie Sheen does in a couple of weeks,
yeah.
You know?
Being close to that.
Having the head shooting up with the H.
Yeah.
You'll see him with a belt wrapped around his fucking arm, and he's like, God, I used to be good at something.
Him, Charlie Sheen, and Lamar Odom be all, like, best pals.
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, you never know. I heard, I didn't hear anything about that. Did you hear about Kendrick Lamar getting sued? Yeah, did you hear about that?
Yeah. Did you tell me that?
Jazz told you, probably.
Jazz told me that.
Yeah.
You told us about the Kendrick Lamar thing? By who? It was a song. What song was it?
Hey, should we do Bible trivia with your boy?
Bro, he knows everything, bro.
Come on, man.
I'm just being completely honest with you. Wash knows all kinds of shit. I'm probably going to lose, bro.
You are going to lose. I guarantee you, you're going to lose because some of the questions that he was asking or answering last time, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. But, hey, man, you can't look at this.
Bill Withers.
Bill Withers, yeah.
If you do, like, history.
Bill Withers is suing.
His family.
His producers.
Are suing, yeah.
Which song was it?
Kendrick Lamar.
Over, this song, Rigor Mortis.
Song Rigor Mortis. That's basically when death sets in and your bones lock up.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We have to check that out.
Hey, real quick, did we talk about the games for tonight? Tonight, man, at 7 o'clock, Chicago. Miami is playing the Hornets. Detroit is playing Cleveland at 8, which is the game I'll be watching. And then the Clippers versus Portland. And I have a feeling Portland is going to pull one out of their ass. But let me see. Let's get it. Who do you got right here?
Miami,
who you got?
Detroit.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Hey, man, I'm saying Detroit and Portland.
And Clippers. Okay, so we agree on two of them, Miami and the Clippers, and then Cleveland's obviously going to win.
I said Portland.
Yeah, well, oh, I'm sorry. So we don't agree on it. You're screwed up on two of them, then.
Right.
We'll write this down.
Here why I got to be screwed?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I'm the man.
All right, cool. He's the man. He's the man.
L.A. Clippers. Who else? I got Cleveland and Miami. And then what happens if...
Kendrick Lamar is getting sued for the song I Do This for jocking Bill Withers.
So today as I'm setting up the show, it asked for hashtags and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was porn, Spitta Andretti, 420, and happy hour. Like, those are the best hashtags I got to lace up all year.
Spitta Andretti.
Spitta Andretti, man. Currency. I'm going to give you guys, he just literally released this about an hour ago, and your boy already listened to it. I'm on this shit, I swear to God. Nobody can fuck with me with this whole listening to music shit.
I need you to be able to,
Okay, well, I'll do that.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to tell you what, like, Spitta Andretti and the Perps, that's, you know, this is legit. Like, I enjoyed this mixtape, and I'll tell you why, but he definitely is a great vibe for 420. But right now, we're going to take a musical break, and I'm going to drop a little bit of this currency on you guys, and you guys can do the whole fucking, the overall hearsay,
opinionators,
opinionated, whatever. But we'll be right back. Call in later, guys. 516-418-5758. We'll jump right into our topic, and then we're going to call up Wash and have a drug of his ass stomped and some trivia. But this
yeah.
song is called Anticipation. I enjoyed this song. He came pretty hard on this one. Check it out and let me know what you guys think. Performed out there, open for him, YG at the Velvet Jones. That was cool. But yeah, man, he's legit, and he can get a crowd moving too, man, definitely. So, as much weed as he smokes, as lethargic as you think he would be, your boy's got it. He's a performer. He's got a dude in a fucking wheelchair that comes with him on stage, and that dude's pretty legit too. He can spit.
Really?
I swear to God, bro. Like, he's legit. I give him credit, man.
You
guys got some wheels on the track.
That's probably like the.
That was the intro.
Need about four more songs like that. Good songs.
I got you. I got a couple
give
more.
Give you your credit back.
Okay.
It's a party right up in here. Why don't you lick on this big dong?
Stop it, Dale. Stop it. Stop it.
That's how I feel about that. That's just me, though. Hey, what can I say? What can I say? Trivia, we're going to be diving into that. Oh, Jesus Christ. You got to be diving into that. But hey, man, today's show brought to you by Zephyr Hills, man. When you go to the gym like me, you got to eat peanut butter and drink Zephyr Hills. And that's what I do.
Eat peanut butter.
Yeah. You need that protein.
Protein intake.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, anyway, so like I said, today's show brought to you by Zephyr Hills. If you are smoking some marijuana today, call us. Call us today. Let me know. What's this?
That's Wash, cuz.
Oh, I thought that was Harriet Tubman.
Nah.
What do we got? Hey, bitch, get on the show. You got to give Jazz a couple minutes to get some of these questions.
I know. I just want him to be ready.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Hey, shout out to Walsh, man, on the whole whooping your ass last time. That was impressive. I'm going to give him that.
Yeah, he did. You gave him like two.
I think you just typed him as me, so I'd appreciate you not calling people bitches on mine. It's like, bro, hey, bro, get on the show. This Walt with your bitch ass. Throw that heat in there. This is Walt with your bitch ass. With your dumb bitch ass. Oh, shit. Just run it, cousin. You got my TID all locked up right now.
Yeah, man.
My son's got he's got All-Stars today. I'm going to go out there. He's literally like, he's legit. And I'm going to tell you what. They're going to go to state. Redneck life. They're going to go to state. My boy's probably going to take it all the way.
Fuck is this?
If we get some help from everybody. That's a mom, dude. A mom finishes Boston Marathon 3 months after delivering her third son, Elizabeth Barga. Can you fucking run a marathon? Don't fucking shrug that off.
I'm just saying, bro. First of all, she probably was already in shape before she had a kid. Gave birth. You had 3 fucking months to work out.
Were you fucking born to doubt people? Fucking cut people's accomplishments down?
No.
That's
just
the Boston fucking marathon. She's not running out of her car into the Walmart.
Okay, why don't we talk about the Ethiopian woman that came in first?
Because she's black. Is she black?
Yes. She was very black. But what I'm saying is
to having an Ethiopian girlfriend?
What's that?
You know she'll swallow because that skinny bitch ain't eating nothing. poverty, so funny. Anyway,
racist.
Yeah. No, whatever, man. Look how skinny that white bitch
is. So why you say about Ethiopia instead of this skinny lady?
Well, she's got some drive. She just had a kid. Did that Ethiopian bitch have a kid?
She probably has 10.
Shut the fuck up. If you can find me something that says she has 10 kids, I'll do something for you. I'll take you some ribs.
Listen, all I'm saying is no one talked about that woman I think she came in first.
You're fucking racist as shit.
She came in first, and no one's talking about the woman.
And what?
The Boston Marathon.
Did she have 3 fucking kids?
A woman came first out of all the guys that probably ran as well. I think she came in first. But the point is, why are they not talking about her?
I don't know.
Fucking.
I think anybody and everybody who runs that is a fucking hero. In my mind, due to the fact that there was a terrorist attack on that event 3 years ago.
All right, well, they don't talk about the woman who was the one that got bombed 3 years ago.
Let's run this back.
Talk about her.
Let's run this back.
Not about a mom.
Hey,
Mitochondria,
we are. We are them. We are the media. So talk away. Here's your platform. Use it. There's a black woman. No, don't fucking say to me.
Vargas.
Bitch, if it's important to you, say it. Don't you have a microphone just like me?
I said it, and you got upset. You said you have to smash people's accomplishments.
Yeah.
That shit wasn't impressive.
You literally...
Jack, was that shit impressive? Mediator right now. Miss Vargas, because she...
Varga. Elizabeth Varga ran the Boston Marathon 3 months after she had her third child.
How old are her other kids? That's what I want to know. I see she had a bunch of fucking toddlers. 3 months, and she's probably already in shape.
You've taken this woman's dreams and thrown them at the fucking rocks of life. She is ugly.
She was pretty ugly.
She's an idiot.
She like she had a nice rack of fucking tits, though.
She probably did have a nice little rack of tits. probably had them little pouty drooper ones, you know what I'm saying? I'm here, but I'm happy to be here. Those type of titties, but hey, you never know.
Evolutionist.
She's got three kids
sucking
on them.
abolitionist, Harriet Tubman.
Hey, hold on real quick. Let me call you a racist a couple more times.
Go ahead, bro.
Because if it's important to you, you need to say that shit. Don't get mad at me for not saying that shit.
I did.
Should I have not have reported on fucking...
I said it, and then you attacked me.
Yeah, because you fucking just disregarded my fucking giant-ass story. That's a huge story.
It wasn't a huge story.
That's a fucking major story.
Why? Because Good Morning America talked about it? That shit wasn't even fucking made the damn news.
No, bitch, that's Yahoo Sports.
Yeah, but it was. But I'm saying, she would be Good Morning America is the reason why...
Okay.
Anyway, abolitionist Harriet Tubman will appear on the front of the $20 bill replacing former President Andrew Jackson and become the first woman featured on the U.S. paper currency, Modern Times.
She's going to appear with him?
No, no, no.
What's up? Huh? You got them all?
Okay, all right, cool.
Good deal. You want
Skip this shit. Let me see something. I'm going to rub the treasury joke. Just the agenda. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you what I like about this. I kind of like and I don't like about it.
Let me tell you. I'll be honest with you about it too.
Okay.
But
this is cool. They talking about this guy here, Secretary Jacob J. Liu. He addressed the gender imbalance. Okay, cool. But
who cares?
What about the race imbalance?
Is it the founding mothers or the founding fathers? Which one?
Don't give a fuck.
Okay.
What I'm saying is...
So they killed two birds with one stone with a woman and a black woman.
But they don't want to say...
Didn't I say Harriet Tubman was the hero? Like, I told you a couple of days ago, we were walking into Winn-Dixie, mm-hmm. picking up some ham trays. We were saying, you were talking about all these people, George Washington Carver, this, which was a fucking amazing individual. But I was like, man, Harriet Tubman really paved the way for a lot of people to have a life.
First of all, she's in the history books for a reason.
Right.
And when they put people, this is my opinion. When they put certain people in the history book, it's always something behind it. Like Rosa Parks was not the
white people.
I don't want to say they were benefiting. But like for example, Rosa Parks was not the first black woman to sit on the front of a bus. This was fought about black people. They used her, but before her, it was a 15-year-old girl or something like that, black girl, but she was pregnant at the time. And the NAACP didn't want to use her as the face of that movement, so they used Rosa Parks. So, Rosa Parks really wasn't the first. And so that's fucked up.
It's all propaganda.
Yeah, she did what she did, and big props to her. She was the most popular.
What the fuck? Run that back. You literally just said, yeah, Harriet Tubman. Yeah, she did what she did, whatever. But that lady is a fucking hero.
She's the most popular one, bro. People did it way before her.
Of course she did. Of course.
A lot of them.
All right, but the Underground Railroad is literally
Let's not kill the importance of this. Okay. My thing is, why not mention she was a black woman? They just said becoming the first woman featured on U.S. paper currency.
Why do you have to see? That's my issue.
It's important.
That's my issue. Run it back. Why is it an issue?
It's important though.
Hold on, it's not important. Women fight for fucking rights all the time.
True.
Black people fight for rights all the time. Gay people. So in order, they want to be equal, right? If it was a white woman, would it say white woman?
It should say white. It should say Caucasian woman.
Get the fuck out of here. So it should say white guy, Donald Trump.
Okay, well, name one white Caucasian woman that does something so high speed.
Oh, there's tons of people, man.
I don't know any. I asked you a genuine question.
Look at Hillary Clinton, bro.
Fuck, she's a fucking liar.
She's literally running for president. She is a liar.
She's literally running
for president.
And did you see the Breakfast Club interview? She was like hot sauce. They're like, one thing you keep in your purse, like hot sauce.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, she was like hot sauce. And they were like, really? And then Charlamagne the guy was like, are you trying to appeal to black
people?
And she was like, no, I'm serious, hot sauce.
Pull it out right now,
bitch. I think it's good for you. It's healthy for you.
I know a whole lot about what she keeps in her purse. My buddies were EOD techs, and they had to check her bags all the time coming in and out of the White House.
Yeah.
And her daughters are something different. And I know I don't even know if I'm supposed to say
don't
this.
Don't say that shit on the radio.
I'm not going to. Yeah, I know a lot of good stories.
Opsec, but yeah.
I'm going to tell you about it after the air, after we get off the air. But anyways.
I'm not trying to make it a race issue, but I'm saying it could have been African-American woman, bro.
Maybe that, but I don't think you need to draw attention to that. I don't think you need to draw attention to if someone's black or not, because that just causes division.
I get you.
It's a woman. Okay, hey man, where's Wash at? Did you get in contact with him or no?
Let me see. Someone said
Wash, where you at?
Oh, there we go. Watch is on there.
All right, well.
A person is a person. Don't need to put the race.
Thank you. Who is that?
That was Devin.
Devin, thank you.
Hey, man, I agree with y'all to a certain extent.
See, you're going to run into people like me and Devin who aren't racist at all, but we get a whole bunch of flack because we're fucking white, stout, good-looking-ass white guys.
Bro, let me tell you something. I agree with what you're saying, and I just wasn't looking at it like that. Okay. I was like, man, why not, you know, why
you were
not,
like, why the fuck isn't they giving credit everywhere around the black
people? I was
people.
Saying, why not mention it?
You, hey,
even though we know she's white, I mean black, but I'm saying why not?
All right, man, we gonna call Wash or what?
Yeah, call Wash.
Wash, okay. We got the number on Wash or no? I saved him, but I can't look him up right now because I
no.
Not I don't have the database.
Hey, Wash, post your number, bro, so we can call you.
Hey, Devin, man, you got to get in on some of this action too, man. We should have guest face off.
Seriously,
Devin, what's up? You wanna play?
And he's always on there frequently.
Yeah, that's my
boy. What I'm saying. Yeah, so stop fucking around, Devin, and call in.
Yeah. Now, this show is flown by. Flown by.
There we go. 571.
Okay, 571.
286.
286.
Okay. 0607.
0607?
Mm-hmm.
They'll never get that. They don't speak Spanish like me.
You're like Cinco.
Cinco, yeah. Cinco is five.
You said that it's 4 to 5. Well, it's 4 to 6.
I said say.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let me see.
Jazz put some hard fucking questions, I bet.
Hey, what's good?
Wash, what it do,
bitch?
Cousin?
Trivia Kang and this bitch.
What up, bitch?
Look at Jarrell's all fucking salty because you whipped his ass last time.
Not all the flavors you should.
Yeah, Walt, I whipped your ass last time. You ain't done the leg for
all right, all right.
For everybody, we're going to reset real quick. We did a trivia matchup. What was it? It was probably about two weeks ago. And Wash literally wiped the floor with Jarrell. So we're going to try to give Jarrell a chance to redeem himself.
And one of our most epic shows when I said Butterfly had no legs.
Had no legs.
And I said too.
You fucking kidding me?
Alright.
Anyways, we'll get right into it.
Let's do it, Wash.
Alright. First question. How many questions we got? You got them on your phone? Okay, cool. St. Patrick's Day. This is going to Wash. Okay. Trivia King, he goes first.
Do we need to do some ground rules?
No, no ground rules. We'll just go right into it.
Go ahead.
St. Patrick's Day was initially associated with what color? Initially.
I'm going to just say green. I don't know. Green.
Nah, big negative. Over to my big dog right here. What you got, cousin? It's fucking color. Just guess.
Orange.
No, you're wrong. It was blue.
I started to say fucking blue. That was too fucking obvious.
All right, here we go. We're going to go over the rail. In what year did the Apollo 7... human space flight take place? Damn, Jazz, what the fuck do you think these guys are?
19.
Come on. You got
72.
You were close, but no. Wash, in what year did the Apollo 7 human space flight take place?
Put your fucking phone down.
I think it's on 68.
Jesus Christ.
You Googling, bro. Hey, we're going to do Skype for now because I heard a poof right before he answered that.
Stop
fucking Googling, Wash.
FaceTime me then, bro. I got an iPhone now. FaceTime me.
This dude is
bitch, I can't FaceTime
amazing.
You because I'm face fucking live and on Facebook right now.
All
right,
here we go.
Bro, you're a hoe, bro. You
here we go. This one's going to Wash. Here we go. 90s. What rapper of what rap group, what did it say? Burned down her boyfriend's house.
Yeah, I know that one.
I know you
left
do.
Eye.
I know that one. Left eye. God damn, this guy's good. He is good.
He Googled that last one, though. That bitch ain't 1968.
I didn't Google nothing, Walt.
You did, you piece of shit.
No. I just whooped your head.
All right, bro. All
right, here we go. This one's going to Wash, right?
No, it's me, bro.
Going to Drill. Drill, how many days does a cat usually stay in heat?
I don't fucking know. That was a question from last time, too, though.
No, it wasn't. We did not do the cat and heat thing. I think we might have did a ghost question.
14 days.
No, negative. Wash, how many days does a cat stay in heat? If he gets this, he's Googling.
I think 10 days.
No, it was 5 days.
Okay.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
He missed that on purpose.
He did? You think so?
Yeah.
Here.
I know Wash.
But here, come on.
What is what?
Sushi. What is? Oh, we did that one.
We asked that question already.
Yeah, and Jarrell actually got that one.
Right.
What color is absent?
What color is absent? Who question
absent.
Is it?
Absent.
Absent.
With a TH at the end, yeah.
Absent is my question.
Yeah.
What color is absent? That sounds like a fucking. It sounds like a red.
No, negative.
No, well, it's green.
What you got, Wash?
It's green.
Green. 3-0 right now.
Bro, he be knowing shit. Why the fuck do you know that?
Because it's liquor, Walt, and I drink.
I do too. I do too.
And absinthe, man, that'll fuck you up. I got some stories about that shit. That's like 80%, isn't it? Absinthe?
You are a low-key alcoholic.
I think, yeah, it's 80%. I'm pretty sure. It's something like that. Number 16. Let's see. This one right here? May Queen Wisely Crab. What the fuck is this? And Prince Albert are all species of what?
What?
May Queen Wisely Crab, Fox Whelps, and Lane's Prince Albert are all
man,
species of
what? Man, another question, bro. If Wash get that, I'll
Wash, what do you got?
Hold on, repeat the question.
May Queen Wisely Crab, Fox Whelps, and Lane's Prince Albert are all species of what?
You got 5 fucking seconds. 3.
Crab.
No, it's apples.
Bro, I was supposed to answer the fucking question.
You ain't no bitch.
It don't matter. I was going to answer.
What's a water moccasin often called due to its white inside of its mouth? We did that question last time.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we did. But what do you got? I'll give it to you. What is it?
It's a fucking cotton,
cotton mouth. Mouth. Okay, I'm sure you
would.
You can't give me that question, though.
Wash, here we go.
No, it's my go.
Yeah, okay.
Are you giving me the cotton
What's
mouth?
What's the largest and densest of the 4 rocky planets?
The largest and the densest of which planet?
Of the 4 rocky planets.
It's my go, bro, and I don't know it, but I'm going to guess and say Saturn.
I don't think Saturn. Okay.
I have no idea. So
what you got, Ross?
I'm going to say Jupiter.
It's Earth. Jupiter is gaseous, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think Jupiter is a gaseous planet. Well, it has a core, but it's more gaseous around it. They declassified Pluto because it was such a gaseous planet. What you got? Okay, good. Yeah, here we go. In Texas, it's illegal to swear in front of a what? That's for Walt. What you got, cousin? Yeah, I got it in my head right now. It's 3-0.
I got one right, bro.
You got cotton mouth? No, you didn't get shit right.
Fuck, okay. I'm not going to get that one right. I'm going to just say a fucking church.
No, negative. Okay.
Too late.
In South Dakota, it's illegal to fall down and sleep where? What the fuck?
What kind of fucking question?
In a cheese factory. We can't do that.
Fried chicken before, it's
Texas? Texas was the other one. Oh. It's illegal to swear in front of a corpse in Texas. All right, listen. What
nationality was chopping? Was
what? Chopping.
Polish.
Yeah, holy shit, you're right. My boy. All right, look. Here we go, Wash. I got one for you. Who cut Van Gogh's ear?
Who cut
Vincent Van Gogh's ear?
He cut his own ear.
He's gonna get that right.
Yeah. Damn, he's good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at 4-1. We're going to 6. All right.
Fuck.
Let's see. No, I'm not gonna do that one. Here you go, brother. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Angelo.
Michelangelo?
Yeah.
No.
It was Da Vinci.
Well, what's your answer?
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. It was Da Vinci. But I feel like you just kind of fucked me over there because your boy couldn't take that. All right, we'll give it to you. What's that? 2-4. Let's see. Give me a second. Who the hell? Where was El Greco born? Who's El Greco?
Wash probably fucking know, bro. Who was El Greco?
Oh, no, I don't know that.
All right.
Who was the main actor in... This is for you, Rello. Who was the main actor in Superman 2?
Oh, I got this one.
Wash, who you got?
Christopher Reeve.
Man, this guy's a fucking beast. Damn. Okay, 5-2.
Jesus
Christ. I'm sorry, bro, but that's impressive. All right, here you go. In which city is Hollywood?
It's two of them. Oh, you said in what city?
In which city is Hollywood located?
LA.
You're right. L.A., you got it. There we go. We're at, what, 3-5 right now, right?
Comeback.
Comeback time. Let's see. Give me a second.
Fuck you, Lopez.
Lopez, I'm like, get him, Wash. Fuck you.
I'm looking for a... Okay, what is the largest ocean?
The largest ocean, Pacific.
Fucking A.
That was easy, bro.
Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Where is the deepest body... What area is the deepest body of water? I know that. Can I answer my own question?
No, let Wash
you answer it.
The deepest body of water?
Yes.
I don't know.
All right.
Yes, my question, go.
What you got? You going to take credit for that one?
No, I'm not going to take credit for it, but I'm
going to Well, what's answer. The
answer? Mariana.
Okay. What is the smallest ocean?
Is this for me or Walt?
It's for Walt, yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, it's for you now. What you got?
The Indian Ocean.
Negative. It's the Arctic Ocean.
Arctic Ocean.
Arctic. All right, man. So, let's see. Your final score is 6-4. You guys want to continue on or no?
I thought he got 5.
Wash has got 6.
Okay.
We can go to 10 if you want to, Walt.
Go to 10. All right, there it is. The challenge is on. All right. Here we go. How many, this is for Walt. All right, here we go. How many wives did Henry VIII have?
7.
Negative.
6.
Wash, what you got?
It was 6, bro.
What was the question?
Fuck, man.
Man, you can't be doing that, man.
I was excited, bro.
Okay, all right, look. That's, all right, we'll go.
Well, you can give me a new question if you want to.
All right, we'll do that.
So do I get that one or no?
Man, yeah, you get it.
I knew it was 6, bro.
Only because you're on the show, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. All right, so we're calling it 5-6 right now. 5-6. I got to start keeping tabs now because this is starting to become some bullshit. All right, here we go. No. I think we did that one. We did that. Who was the first man? Oh, I can't give you that one. Here we go. You ready, Wash?
Yeah.
What religion was Adolf Hitler? Hold up, bro. What you doing?
Adolf Hitler? Christian. No, he was Jewish. He was Jewish.
No. He was, you know, his mother was Jewish.
You get to him, bro.
Who you got? No, that's not the right answer.
Jewish wasn't the right answer?
Jewish was not the right answer. What?
Christian wasn't the right answer?
No.
What? So what religion was he?
What
Catholic.
Religion? You're right. Look at you, cousin. 6-6.
I
he's not. Wash, what nationality was Marco Polo?
Marco Polo was Spanish.
Nope. Can't give you credit on that one. What do you got, Rello?
Fuck. I don't know, bro. Last
okay.
question.
He was Italian. Let's see. Yeah, I should. I definitely got to. Sometimes I fuck up, Jazz. You just gotta give me, you know. I can't do that one. That's way too easy. Okay, here we go, Ro. How long is a round in boxing?
How long?
Yeah.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. All right, 6-6.
All right, tiebreaker.
Here we go. Wash, how many players are there in a volleyball team?
6.
Damn, this dude's good. Like, for real. Like, this is insane. That's... This fucking guy needs to be on Jeopardy. You ever thought about going on Jeopardy, man?
No.
You should. You should definitely think about it. Let's see. What horoscope sign is the crab to Rel?
Fuck.
Hey, can't help you out then.
That's easy. Come on, Walt.
No. A Libra.
Oh, no. No.
I don't know.
Nah,
oh, okay.
No. Yes.
All right, watch you one.
8-6.
Fuck.
8-6. Now, let's go two more questions real quick.
Bro, we ain't got time, bro.
Okay, we ain't got time. All right, God damn, Walsh the fucking man.
Walsh is the reigning fucking champ.
God damn, Walsh. I'm proud of you, man.
God damn.
I love you.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, Walsh.
No doubt.
Give you a king, Walsh, man. Much love, man. We'll hit you up next week for Trivia
RIP.
Win.
With someone else.
With somebody else.
Fuck.
Man, he whips your ass. That dude was fucking legit.
Bro,
man.
He knows a lot of shit.
That's, you know what? That's crazy.
Absent?
I'm going to give him credit. Absent, yeah.
Absent?
Yeah, it is an alcohol.
Whatever. Just get into the topic, bro. We ain't got nothing to
do. All right, man.
8 minutes left.
Porn.
Porn!
Let's talk about some porn. Is porn detrimental,
mm-hmm.
or is it desensitizing men? Now, there are facts behind this that it says that watching porn
mm-hmm.
and masturbating
mm-hmm.
can decrease your libido,
uh-huh.
which is pretty much, in essence, your sex drive,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Now, there are...
Kill the song.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I get down to this shit, bro.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And who can't listen to the Mexican hat dance and me talk about porn at the same time?
Me.
Oh, okay. Fucking hater. But yeah, there are cases where people would rather watch porn and masturbate rather than have sexual relationship with anybody.
All right.
And it's becoming a more prevalent type of thing in today's society due to the fact that everyone is so technologically based. Guys can go without girlfriends, beat off in their living room, and be completely happy. But in your opinion, do you think if you watch enough porn that you could never be aroused by a woman or vice versa? You get what I'm saying?
Easy. Check this out.
Okay.
Personally, for myself, me, it doesn't. It don't desensitize me. It don't make me. It don't lower my libido. I spent a year in fucking Afghanistan, and that's what I did, bro.
Yeah.
I watched tons of fucking porn, and I whacked off. And guess what? The first sign of a female, when I got home, I was ready.
Well, you were ripe and ready.
I was ripe and ready, bro. And my libido, I probably got too much. You probably can, if you could siphon that shit out of my body, you probably can pass that shit out, and I'll be still good, bro. I'm
right.
A fucking horn dog. And but now I do believe to an extent it does desensitize the guys, because I believe, me personally, again, I believe when you have sex with a female, especially someone you care about, you really, you know, like, it's more of an emotional thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm the type of guy, I like to take my time, I like to really, you know what I'm saying, I like to appreciate a woman's body.
Right.
And when you watch porn, when I was watching this TED Talk thing, they were talking about that, and they were saying basically when you watch porn, men really don't touch a woman how they should be touched in when you're watching a porn video. Most time it's just slapping the ass,
yeah,
and, you know, meat sucking.
Well, women like that.
They do like
it. You gotta find the balance.
They do like it, but that's what I was about to say. They do like it, but at the same time, though, you have to, like you said, you gotta find that balance. You have to touch them in certain places. You have to increase their anticipation, increase what, you know what I'm saying, their expectation of, you know what I'm saying, you just can't go in there.
Let me get into my breakdown of this whole topic. It does indeed desensitize people.
It really do.
Now, there's a way to get yourself back on the right track. It's a 3-week detox. Don't jerk off and watch any porn at all for 3 weeks, and you're going to recalibrate your mind. But when you're watching some stuff, man, I'm telling you what, bro, to be honest, there's some crazy shit. There's some crazy-ass porn, and they really do some things I would never dream of doing to my wife, to these girls in these videos, or vice versa, to these fucking guys in the videos. You ever heard of pegging?
Fuck, freak, no.
Man, come on, cousin. That's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Hey, get going. But,
pegging?
Yeah, pegging, man. It's where a woman puts a strap on and goes to town on her hubby. Yeah, man. But anyways, I don't watch it. Don't get me wrong. Don't twist me up like a pretzel here. But
so,
but yeah, man. So like
man,
I'm saying,
fuck no.
You can see, like, I don't know if you ever heard of Max Hardcore or something like that.
Nope.
He literally went to jail for things he was doing to girls in the videos. He was like choking them out, like literally choking them out and doing all this stuff. And then guys sit up here and watch that shit and want to go home and execute the same moves on their old lady.
Some things I get like the choking thing. I understand. Not choking
no,
out.
No, choking out.
Not choking out. Because I know when there's a lack of oxygen.
Right.
That makes, you know, orgasm.
Erotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, it helps achieve an orgasm and all that type of stuff. Go
right.
But choking someone out real cold?
Yeah.
Choking them out cold.
Yeah, choking them out.
Fucking
slapping the fuck out of them.
I seen
like,
shit like
that. Yeah, now see, I can't get down with that.
I can't get down with spitting in the face and shit like that either.
You know, some girls, like, they'll get real nasty and
I don't
nasty
give
up.
A fuck how freaky a chick is. She want me to disrespect her by pissing or spitting or
if
slapping her.
If she wants
me
to R. Kelly her?
I can't. I'm not doing it, bro.
Done deal. I'm out of the business. I'm going home and I'm saying a prayer. Pee on me. Bitch, what the fuck did you just say?
I'm all for a little ass smacking.
Yeah.
I put my finger in your butt.
You ever, you know about the Cleveland Steamers and the,
I don't know what
and,
the, fuck
and the brown
about.
Waffle, you know, all that, you know, when you take a shit on a girl's chest.
We should have got Wash on the show. He told me this one shit about a something waffle.
Yeah.
The blue
waffle.
The blue waffle.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea what it is, but he know all about
I'll
that
show you.
Nasty ass stuff.
Yeah, I'll show you. But, yeah, man, so, like, just, you know, all the stuff that goes on in porn and stuff like that, it can definitely desensitize you due to the fact that you can come to expect things like that from your woman. Now, if your woman doesn't do that, you tend to feel like you're dissatisfied with your sex life. I can't vouch for anybody else out there, but I don't really watch that much porn. I really don't. I might get down to a couple, like, maybe twice a month. Seriously, all
yeah.
jokes aside, you know,
well,
you have to handle some
yeah.
because you never know, say, like, okay, am I going to get laid tonight? You can never have that 100%, yeah, I'm getting that coup de wop unless, you know,
yeah.
you've been told. So, like, man, shit, I my libido's up. I don't know if my old, or maybe my old lady's out of town and this and that. Like, your boy needs to go ahead and
rub one out.
Yeah, rub it on out, which is a very healthy thing, by the way, especially for men and women. Masturbation is a very key tool to being happy, but don't overuse it. Just like everything else in the world, man, if you use it a whole bunch, man, you could take a bump of cocaine, but don't do fucking Tony Montana on that shit.
Nah,
don't dip your whole head in that shit.
Don't do it.
No. Some dudes beat off so much that they literally, like, could, you know, they probably have their skin on their penis is probably, like, you know,
calloused.
Yeah, you know, or it might be real soft. You never know if they use the lotion,
yeah.
But yeah, then you're gonna expect a woman to come and do
some
of these.
Sometimes.
Raw-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's not get into all that. All right. I'm good. Solid on all that. Just for your info.
That's just, you know.
But yeah, man.
No, I agree
professionals,
with you.
They say that the pros and cons are it's an addiction and
yeah.
it does desensitize people.
Unreal expectations.
Yeah, and you have unreal expectations as far as like. People don't realize that those are actors doing these things. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not your wife or your girlfriend or somebody you could even pull or is in your league. But the pros, they can improve your attitude. Sex. You and your girl might be thinking about it and they say, oh, sex is getting old to do this and that. You might watch a porn together and be like, let's do everything they do.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, that shit gets sticky. I tried that before.
Me too, bro.
Don't dive in.
I've tried
before. But yeah, both of you, you know, might enjoy porn. And it's not really that big of a deal. But to be honest, you got to have that happy medium, man. But anyways, 39 seconds left in the show. You got closing thoughts, cousin?
Appreciate you, woman. Appreciate you, guy. On this whole, we're doing the whole
appreciate
point.
Appreciate your penis and don't rip at him
more than six times
a day.
And you with JJ.
Yeah.
Don't fucking, don't try to fit yourself.
Don't fuck a parking cone.
No.
Don't
go get the cucumber out the refrigerator. Come on.
Don't go double plugging it. You know what I'm saying? With you know, different
guys, take your time, appreciate the woman bodies.
Yeah. Kevin Gates, that bitch. We're out of here, man. Reverend Randy Show. We appreciate everybody. Facebook Live, man. Always love from you guys. Much love. I'm going to take you guys. I never got to get into my review of this Currency album, but it's Currency Bourbon Street Secrets. Check it out. It's just a smooth-ass album. It's perfect for 420 listening. I thoroughly enjoyed all the 7 songs that I listened to on it, and I'm going to get further into it. But let's see. I got one more song for you guys. It's called Look At It, and it's Currency, and I want you guys to enjoy it. And enjoy the day, and watch NBA action tonight. Have fun. You'll be the man at work tomorrow because you listen to the Reverend Randy Show. Wash, Trivia King, you got it, man. We're out of here.
We out, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Color TV, studio with 2 O's and a girlfriend with me, bitch, look at it, hand the boot, my junk straight OG, that's all I smoke, bitch, and you know this if you really know me, I'm rolling back home in a 6-4 on Chrome D's, bitch, look at it, made it rich from just keeping it G, never switched, doing things that wasn't me, an image that I couldn't see, one that I couldn't be, representing heaven, made my city and my setting till the death of me, bitch, look at it. Slid through, drive by, kill you, flash, first 3-piece, stain the shoes, old niggas getting sick, cause the dog getting rich, all night rapping bricks, make a wish, homie on the mix, get it right before we ship, bitch look at it, put it on the street, watch them flip, it's a trip, life's sweet, but she's also a bitch, get a high, fuck a girl while I got the time, you know I stay 747, fly high, 24/7, 365, no lie, like bitch look at it, mainstream money, underground hustle, got me jumping into larger tax brackets, like bitch look at it, no 10 on my Benz, like bitch look at it, be a satellite from my palace, bitch look at it, you know what's happening, made it rich from rap trapping, huh?